Well, hello, dear friends, and thank you for joining us once again for Nova Gaia Love. Ah, I am just tickled to have you here today. For today's topic, well, it is the topic of the times, the topic of the here and now. It's love. This morning, I woke up with a song in my head. Well, I am a child of the 80s, so it doesn't surprise me when Huey Lewis in the news was singing with the mockingbirds all around me. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel that power of love? Feel that power of love. I was dancing around this morning with the birds, feeling that power of love as Mother Earth. She was waking up and the sun was coming up. I felt that heat come from her light as she lit my heart up. I looked up and it just so happened that there was a full moon setting behind the San Jacinto Mountains. I felt Father Sky opening my crown and filling me like a vessel. Can't you feel it? That power of love. I did a little hop, skip, and dance around the pool today as I threw the ball to my little dog, Sophia. And we danced and we sang to the music in my head. Don't you feel it? The power of love. It was such a beautiful morning, I just had to share that with you. And as I was dancing with this joy in my heart, I thought, I wonder how my other friends are doing, the fairy and the angel. And what is the power of love to them? How do they feel it? What happens in their lives? And how can the power of love change your life? Just by waking up and stepping into it. So, my dear friends, let's hear about, can't you feel it? That power of love. How about you, Kay?
I woke up cranky.
Good.
Cranky, but of course, I didn't want to stay cranky. So what I did, I've never done this before. It was the strangest thing. I went and stood in the corner. Literally, I went to a corner of my house, and it wasn't as a punishment. I wasn't feeling that I was punishing myself, but it was a way to have kind of sensory deprivation. Ooh. Everything got quiet. Everything got peaceful. Everything got calm. And I just stood there for about 15 minutes or so, maybe a little more. And I just breathed. I didn't worry if I was breathing through my nose or breathing through my mouth or breathing too deep. And I just calmed myself and got myself back to center and got myself back to love. And the person who stepped into that corner, I mean, I leaned my forehead against the wall. I had my nose stuck in there. That was how I was when I started. That is how I ended. So it was definitely well worthwhile to put myself in the corner. It wasn't a punishment. It was a really beautiful mini vacation because it gave me a chance to vacation away from my anger and my crankiness, because I don't want to be around someone who's angry or cranky even when it's me. I would rather be happy and feeling love and able to expand and express that love. So after we do this podcast, I might have to go get a basket full of flowers and go skipping along and just sing and throw flower petals around and enjoy and love.
You know, that's not a bad thing to do, and I think you should even throw a few of those petals into a bathtub if you have one.
Ooh.
So that you can actually enjoy the whole plant itself for all of its energy. I love little baths with some fresh flowers. How about you, Miss Fairy? How did you wake up this morning, and was the power of love able to creep into your morning?
Oh, the power of love stuck its full face into my face and started very hungrily meowing. That is how I woke up this morning. I have three cats and they wake me up every morning, and I just think it's beautiful, and I greet them every morning. I greet the house, and I say actually out loud, good morning, and I name each cat, and I name, my house has a name, and then I look outside, and often when the sun comes up, the shadow that it throws on the mountains that I live in, it has the shape, in one of the dips in the mountains, it throws, when the sun comes up, the shape of a heart. You know, the first morning I woke up in this house, like years ago now, I saw that, and it just like was such a confirmation that this house is the right house for me. So that's how I wake up in the morning. And that always feels already really good. And then I hear the birds outside and they're already hungry. I have a lot of quail. So they wait for me in the morning anyway. So I feed them and I feed the plants and I talk all along the way. I talk to the plants, I talk to the birds. I talk to everything. I talk to the water. And by the time I'm having done my morning chores, like, you know, feeding everything around me, I feel good. I feel that love that I have given to others has filled myself up in such an amazing way. And then I can step into my day feeling good.
I love that. I love that. I too love listening and talking to the birds and the animals in the morning. I actually take it a step further when I'm in the bathroom. You mentioned something that I'm a big fan of. You talk to the water. I love talking to the water in my shower. I'm not talking to just spirit, but I actually talk to the water in my shower because it holds a great memory. And that water has been along this planet as long as I have, millions of years. You know, it's the same water. It doesn't go away. It just comes back in different forms. And you can actually listen in the morning and hear about how the day is going to go through the water. I love giving my gratitude and love up and giggling because, you know, it might be a little cold in the beginning, but then the water warms up and we always turn it off, not too long as showers, because, you know, it does remind me I have to conserve it. Oh, but I love how you, and the birds, I think the birds have so much to tell. The quail that she has they have these darling little feathers, this one little feather that just kind of hangs off like a beautiful hat. They're just so happy too. That, you know, that is something about our animals that I believe that they teach us. And I mean, domestic animals here as well, is unconditional love. it is your cats that you say that greet you in the morning. And for me, it is Sophie, my little black poodle. Well, she's not very little. But I know that she's pawing at the door, not because she has to go to the bathroom, but because she can't wait to give me a kiss in the morning just to see me, because it's been, you know, a few hours that we're separated. And she has her own bedroom. She's a rather spoiled little poodle, but she can't wait to see me in the morning. She gives me a kiss first thing. And then we go and do our morning ritual, which is as much attention as I can give to her in an hour before the sun totally comes up. So what I've learned over this lockdown, as well as my own journey, is the more time that I take for myself in the morning, the better the whole day goes. And it doesn't matter if I have a million things planned, appointments, if I have to drive somewhere, whether I have to sit in traffic, whether I have sessions or meditations, go to the doctor or the grocery store. If I make time for myself, which I haven't put myself in a corner yet, but you know, there's some days that when I wake up in a bad mood, okay, I'm going to totally do that. That's a great idea, because it's like I really don't want to go talk to anybody, and I really don't want to be mad at anything, but just to give myself a moment to step through it. Maybe I had a bad dream. Maybe I watched a scary movie and the anxiety is still with me from the other night. So I love this idea of actually just standing in your own space. Can't you picture her? I can totally picture her with her nose in the corner. I guess as much as I can picture her in the corner, I see myself standing in the corner. And I can see myself just standing there, almost in a letting the air around me clear me out instead of maybe the water. And just letting it all flow out of me, because it is time for love. But it's a time to love you. You are the most important thing to love. Because see, once you get your heart, I like to say in the rainbow ball of balance, when you get yourself balanced within yourself, then you just are. Then you can just be. Then you can go run your errands, and if the guy or girl cuts you off while they're driving, it's not so painful then, because you can be compassionate for them. See, that's the key here. When you are in love, and I mean in love with you, in love with your surroundings, in love with your house, in love with your presence of who and what you are, then it's so much easier to be compassionate with the environment around you. Dear fairy, Gita, you actually work in the public, and you are around a lot more energy right now than I know that the angel or I are in, only because of that's what you're doing right now. You actually get to work in a place, which someday I hope so too. But I heard that there was some people that may not love themselves so much showing themselves around you. How do you use your compassion to deal with situations when others try to burst your bubble? When others try to crush your power of love?
That's a really good question, and I have to say here, I am privileged that I have the time for myself, that I can center myself, that I can stay within my peace, that I can cultivate it for myself, so that by the time that I go out to the public, that I'm staying in there. If, you know, there's people around, I can send them compassion. I don't have to. If they're willing to, I'll be happy to listen, but I may not necessarily take, I will not take in the anger. I can listen and you can get rid of it. And I'm really good, my energy is really good in just letting it go and flow away so I can, that you can release, but I don't take it. Because it is not a personal thing. It is about staying in your own energy, in that own peace, and within yourself, within your center, your balance, your alignment to your love, to your strengths, uniquely you. The more you can be that uniquely you, the more it, the easier it gets. Because it just comes naturally. And there is magic and power in that. Not the power over others, but the power of just being and not being torn apart by your environment and taking on all the other energies. But I can just hold my energy. I feel very privileged. I'm extremely grateful for that at any given moment that I think about that. Thank you for letting me express that, because that is, I feel, a huge privilege that I have. That not everybody obviously will be able to replicate.
But I think even if it means that you have to wake up 5 minutes earlier in the morning to give yourself a 5 minute break, it's worth it to start your day right.
Absolutely.
You have to make yourself a priority, because the truth is nobody is going to. They're not. I adore you. I don't know you. I love you. I think you're awesome. But I can't give you what peace and freedom you have already within you. You have to choose that for you. Kay gave us a very simple example of just, so maybe even 15 minutes might be too long for you, but even if you just stopped for 2 minutes. And I don't mean stop and let's organize our day. Okay, let's think about all the things we have to do. Oh my goodness, do that in the car. Do that while you're watching the news. Do that while you're drinking your coffee. You can think all you want. Just for a few moments. I used to tell people that if you are trying to learn how to meditate, the easiest place to start is on the toilet. I mean, come on, isn't it? This is the one place where every human being can stop and sit down. Now, if you have children, you must lock the door, because from what I understand, they do like to barge in at any time. I know that my own dog would rather sit with me while I'm in the bathroom than outside the door, but you know, it's best if you can close the door and be at peace. You know, it's not just good for you to start your day out happy, at peace on the toilet, what I call bathroom spirit. But you know, you could actually like set your whole body up and let go of what you no longer need, and you can just feel that release of letting go. My first husband, he actually took it maybe a step too far. He would do drawings. He would try to complete one drawing before he would actually get off the toilet. And he actually enjoyed smoking his cigarette there in the morning, which no judgment. If you need your tobacco and that is your one place to get it, then that is your choice. I personally don't recommend it, but no judgment. You do what you need to do. He would sit there for 45 minutes to an hour, drawing, having his cigarette, and really stepping into who he was, who he is. That was, I think, his best time of the whole day, was this hour in this little tiny bathroom all by himself, but completely free of what other people thought, of energies around him, and he could totally step into his true passion, which was art. So again, maybe you and I don't have time to sit in the bathroom for an hour, but maybe we do. Maybe we're getting up a little bit earlier and we can find time to take a bath in the morning. Baths are amazing, you know, putting those fresh flowers in there, or Epsom salts, or if you have issues, a magnesium bath, I know, stops my sister's migraines. Self-care, self-love, no pain or less pain. Kay, what do you do when you wake up, say, happy? How does it feel different than when you woke up, say, cranky today?
Before I even open my eyes, I'll say to myself, it's a great day to be alive. And then my whole perspective on the day is set. I open my eyes to a great day to be alive. And from there, it just keeps expanding. And that same joy of life gets to go into whatever I do, whether it's making breakfast or choosing what tea to make or washing dishes, and it just the little basic things, getting ready in the morning, feeding cats. It doesn't have to be something monumental, something astounding, something that deserves applause or any awards. But having a great day is a truth I've already stated, a truth I've already acknowledged and accepted. And who's going to argue with that? It's a great day to be alive.
Wow. Now,
Rachel, I like that. I wanna go back to something on the meditation. I have a little tiny question for you. While I was standing in the corner, I was repeating a simple word, simple sound over and over, sometimes faster, sometimes slower. I was allowing different ideas to come into my head, but I wanted to have a focus so I didn't just ruminate on my crankiness and being cranky or kicking myself for being cranky or, you know, any of that. I needed something to switch my brain, something neutral. Now I know, you know, it was basically a sort of miniature version of transcendental meditation that I did. I have not been trained in that, but I know you have, Rachel. Is there a word or sound you would recommend that you could give to anyone listening to be able to think of? Because I know some people with anxiety issues have a real hard time with meditation because they don't want to be silent with their mind. Fears will start to come up. Things they don't want will start to come up, or they just don't know how to settle down. And when you have that simple word or simple sound to repeat over and over, it'll still allow other ideas to come up and go. But being able to focus back again and again on that simple word, that simple sound, it makes it so much easier to let go.
It's
so, Miss Dragonheart,
It's true. Well, there are seven sounds that are attached to your chakras that they know that you can make that will calm those different areas. But, you know, that might be more ahead of where we're at right now. And as far as a simple world goes, well, I believe it's a word that you have to choose for that moment in your heart. Now, the easiest one and the simplest one to always go to is just love. And even singing the word love, however it comes out to you. There is a band called Group Love that sings a song called Love that goes into my head when I too stand in silence and sing love, love, love. But a simple sound is the om. And the om is one of my very favorite things because I personally can get lost in it for hours. But literally, I don't need to have just a beautiful Buddhist group chant it. I can get it into my head and into my heart, and I'm into it. So let's just focus on an om. And the way that I was taught is that it actually begins with an ow at the beginning. Ow. And then the om part is actually more in the back of your throat. And it's an O sound, as though that rainbow ball, that ball of energy of light that's coming out with you. One thing about doing toning or letting sounds come out of you, the couple tricks or rules to it is don't ever push yourself. If you're out of air, you're out of air. Don't try to hold on to notes longer than what you carry, because that will cause other breathing problems. I do find that when I'm standing up and doing toning or making sounds, it does come deeper and from within, but there is no right or wrong. Really, if you just start making sounds out of your body, it's usually something that you need to click and to turn on or to let go of. When we do an om, I always imagine as though there's a golden ball in my hara. My hara is located two fingers below my belly button, inside me. In this chi or ki or spot of great energy with inside of me, I feel that that's that golden ball of light of the om that I'm letting out. I'll give you an example, and I'm going to just do three simple oms. I like to do my ohms in 3, 9, or 108 times. Pull out your mala, or your favorite device of keeping track, because that's the easiest way if you're going to do it as a mantra or a prayer. Other than that, count on your fingers, because 9 is such a simple, classic, easy way to go. So I'm just going to give you an example of three ohms, and this is really how I do them in the morning, and I just kind of let it go.
Ah. When you're doing your ohms, try to focus your breath to come out of your diaphragm. It does make the sound longer, and it's a great breathing exercise anyway to really breathe through your diaphragm. And think about opening your mind and your heart, allowing the sound to just come through your whole being, as though you're echoing the entire universe just through your voice. And maybe the om sound isn't for you. Maybe that's not what you're feeling at that moment. Really do what sound flows out of your body. Maybe you're bzzz, bzzz, bzzz. I know when I have a lot of anxiety, I'll go outside and bzzz. I put a little shimmy with it too. So if you put a little movement with your sound, that also gets your blood flowing and gets you going. If you're having self-doubts and you need a little help, a solar plex one is the O sound. O. 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 See, no right or wrong. Really just do what feels. You know, Fonzarelli, he was all about communication. The A sound is a great sound to clear out your communication. A heart sound is ah. Again, there is no right or wrong when you're toning or making sounds for your own meditation purpose. You just gotta, well, let it go and let it flow. Maybe you want to say some words. Love, again, is an easy one for me. Yeah, I tend to do it a little bit like the Beatles, I guess. Love, 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 bum, bum, bum. Love, love, love. But again, there is no right or wrong. It's really what you feel. And maybe love isn't the word that you need to say at the moment. Maybe it's shut up, shut up, shut up. Really? I did that one for a year, learning how to maybe keep my opinions and my judgment to myself. And then I learned I didn't need to judge. Anyway, we are really appreciative that you are here with us and you are learning how to find your happiness, your power of love. We're grateful that you're listening to us here at Nova Gaia, and you can definitely check us out at novagaialove.com. We've got new blogs that come out every week, as well as these awesome podcasts, and we've got books, so definitely, we're here to help you grow in the love of the now. So, we will see you soon in our hearts, in our minds. Have a beautiful, wonderful day.